Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. It is an honor and a treat to have three lovely young ladies with us today. And I'm going to start in order that I was introduced, if that's okay. I'm not going in by age or anything like that. Suzanne Steele, we go back a few years, right, Suzanne?
Yeah, a little over 20, I think. Yeah.
And I was reminiscing this morning, trying to think when we first met. Do you remember when that was?
I think we were at a convention, and the four of us were walking around somewhere in Texas. I don't know why I think Texas, but...
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't peg it at all, but I don't know if we exchanged cards or numbers, but we kept in contact, and then kind of like every year or every other year at different events, we'd see each other, and I don't know if it's like minds think, you know, I don't know, but there was definitely a connection, and I know over the years, Stacy and I have thoroughly enjoyed the friendship that we've had with you. And then I think second, it was Auntie Anne. And Anne, pronounce your last name for me, because I struggle with it. And leave it to cell phone technology to cut it out.
Brienza.
Brienza.
Brienza. Is it Italian?
Si.
Okay. There we go. And then lastly, but definitely not least, we have the sister of Suzanne is Lori Jones, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Did you get pronunciation on that, Jones?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, keeping up with, let's see, Jaouns. Yeah, no, we don't need pronunciation on that. So, before we get too carried away and turn this into a comedic half-hour slot here, I would like the three of you just to share, and if there's anybody on the line or listening to the recorded version of this that wants to truly understand the power of what we in the industry called an elevator pitch or an elevator speech, the time at which you would typically ride an elevator, being able to share your story. And we have worked on these over the years. They continually evolve. We even develop different angles depending on the person we're speaking to. But 2 Mondays ago, we had the privilege of our ICANN group, which has now grown into 28 individuals. We're going through a 12-week course. And these three wonderful ladies shared theirs, and like the rest of the group, they were just stellar. And Suzanne, I'd like you to kick it off and share yours, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Sure. Well, you know, mine changed over time, and this one incorporated a couple of different aspects. So, Dan, thanks for asking me what I do. You know how many people juggle work and commitments, and it's usually at the expense of their health and family. And then, you know, the unexpected happens, either with their body or their job. Well, both happened to me. 24 years ago, I broke my neck and was out of work and hurt for 3 long years. And what we finally found gave me my life again. And more importantly, as you'll find out, gave life back to my family. What it also has done is generated income through me referring other people, and that was critical when I lost my job and was outsourced last year after 29 years. So now my full attention is empowering others wanting to juggle less and live more.
Juggle less and live more. That's something that we as overachieving Americans, with all the technology that we have, seem to struggle to figure out how to do that. And I think we can learn from the five pillars. Anne, are you ready to share yours? And again, we're not going in any order, but Anne, would you want to share yours next?
Sure, thanks. I'd love to.
And for the sake, yeah, we can. There's that little housekeeping thing I must say with cell phones. The more you stand still, just right, and you don't have to stand on one leg, but just stand still and don't move, then the connection seems to work better.
Okay. That's hard for me to do, stand still.
I know. But go ahead anyways.
Okay. So basically 20 years ago, my husband and I moved from the metropolitan area of New York City to live our American dream in New Hampshire with our two lovely daughters, and we really felt blessed. But I was so stressed out because I was worried about everyone's adjustment that I wasn't sleeping, and as a result, I was aching all the time. My niece Suzanne cared enough about me to share some technologies that helped her recover from a near fatal car accident. These technologies were amazing. They were from Japan, and I tried them. And, you know, I had been using several different therapies, but nothing worked. All of a sudden, I was finding relief. And I felt better, and I feel better now in my late 60s than I do in my 30s. I did in my 30s. And I decided to make it my business to share the Neegan experience and the Neegan business, because coupled with our move a few years later, we suffered from some financial decline, and that's because all our investments were in a stock market and an unstable real estate market. So I embraced the business to help me enjoy life and share that benefit with others.
There's so many different directions my mind is running right now of things I want to question both of you, but we want to hear from Laurie as well. So Laurie, you're up.
Hi, thanks, Vance. For 10 years, I had chronic issues and I walked with a limp. I was about 100 pounds overweight, and after 8 hours of work, I had no energy to even make dinner for my family. So 5 years ago, my sister shared Neegan's cutting-edge technology, and I'm now 104 pounds lighter. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 8, and after 8 to 9 hours of work, I come home and I clean, make dinner. I sometimes go for walks, and I have my life back.
And Laurie, you shared that, and neither you nor I had sweating eyes this time.
Mine did get a little wet, no matter how many times I say that.
You know,
it's
and
not
I think,
a little thing to get your life back.
No, it isn't. And for any of us that have ever carried extra weight or struggled with even obesity, 70% of Americans right now is our current statistic, and I do find it alarming. And Laurie is the one who dropped twice as much weight. Now, I don't believe in the term weight loss, because when we lose something, usually we go to look to find it. However, shedding, donating, giving up, detoxifying, what was the term that Linda Morris used a few weeks ago, releasing. And it is a big deal. It's a huge market. We do have some answers for that. And Laurie's going to come back for sure and share more on that. I want to focus in on the few minutes that we have this morning. I'd like to talk about the family dynamics. Suzanne, you started this ball rolling in the right direction. Did you experience any pushback from family members when you... You're laughing, so I'm thinking that's an astounding yes answer.
Of course. Anyone who starts a business, especially our type of business, you're encouraged to reach out to those you love and care about. And also, you're instructed to not take it personally, but it's hard when you share with others, especially your family, and they laugh at you, snicker, ignore you, because you're really wanting to share something of value that's changed your life, and you want to help them. And so, of course, I got tons of pushback, but I know I am so grateful and blessed that we get to spend quality family time, not only when we meet up at Neegan events, but we have weekly calls, a team call. We get to see each other on Zoom now every week. And, unfortunately, my mom, Ian's sister, Lori and my mom passed away at a very early age, and she would have loved doing this business with us. So, you know, we're kind of living vicariously together in her spirit, and it's awesome.
Now, I want to probe a little deeper there. Suzanne, you said your mom, so Anne's sister, passed away at an early age. How young was she?
She was 48 years old, and she died of cancer. And, of course, stress due to her life that was part of the whole mix.
Okay.
That was before we knew of MeeTen, unfortunately.
And we tend to downplay stress in our culture, whereas other countries, if you've ever traveled or done any reading, it's a huge and gargantuan, even ginormous issue that we as overworked Americans, overstressed, or, you know, got all these things, technology at our fingertips, and we miss it. I remember our first trip to China years ago when we brought home our middle daughter, Emily. And every morning, seeing the people out in the parks, even in drizzly days where it wasn't all that, you know, nice to be outside, but de-stressing, doing the Tai Chi exercises, and people of all ages. And it just, it blew me away, and I thought, holy smokes, we're missing something in just a few minutes. Time every day, how much it de-stresses, and it does, because that toxicity leads up. Let me bounce to you, Anne. What was that like for you? Seeing your sister go through that?
Well, on several different levels, it impacted the family. She was the glue of our family at the time, so she would be the one that would organize the celebrations or holiday things. And she became stressed out for many reasons, not only due to her illness, but also due to her financial situation. She was a single mom, hardworking. She was a special ed teacher, so she was taking on other people's, you know, emotional upsets and trying to fix them. And it was a very difficult time for me. And we fortunately were blessed with a young child, a new baby, during her illness, and that kept me going. And Suzanne and Lori and I have always been very close. When I was 15, I helped take care of them as little babies. So when my sister had another illness early on in her life. So, you know, after she passed, we had a void, not only in our own personal life, but in our family and extended family. And I think, you know, the fact that we are able to do MeeTen together, sort of like Suzanne says, keeps her spirit with us, but also keeps reminding us that we don't want to go that route. We don't want to have the stress and the not only the financial stress, but the physical stress. And so when Suzanne discovered MeeTen, I mean, that was a real blessing for us, and I guess Lori and I are the only smart ones right now in the family, except we do have another niece, another cousin that has joined us. She's not on the phone right now, but I think she's, you know, going to down the line see the light. And we've been able to share with some of the family members that are open and enlightened, and those that aren't, well, we just bless them and hope someday that their minds will be open and hearts.
It's never easy when you find something new and exciting, because the messenger is often thrown out. The message gets tossed because of the messenger. When you look at all of us who have family members or even close friends, and that it's not, I don't think we tend to be negative. However, that, well, how could you be the expert on this subject, or how could you know about this? And if there was any validity to it, surely I would have known about it too. And that seems to be an overwhelming thing. And I can give you countless examples how my family was introduced to MeeTen. My mom, 6 months before I ever heard about it, and that was her response. And we could have been sponsored by totally different people, introduced by completely different people, had my mom not been so strong in her belief systems at the time, thinking that she knew everything in the world of wellness because of her background. Lori, when your sister approaches you, what was the initial first thought? Because I'm guessing it wasn't, this is what I've always been waiting for. I've heard about this from other people, and thank you, Suzanne, for finally having the guts enough to share it with me, because I'm ready to jump in with both feet. I'm guessing that wasn't not the case.
Well, you know, she shared it with me pretty early on, and I decided that I really wanted to do what she was doing. And so my Aunt Ann's husband, my Uncle Ron, sponsored me, and I bought all of the products, but I didn't do the business. And
okay, I want to rewind that. So you went a different route there than what's typical.
Right, I sure did, but I didn't do it. I didn't do the business. I didn't really use the products. I didn't really know, you know. And so I just had the products and didn't use them. And then for the next 20-something years, she just approached me a little bit at a time, like she was watering a plant, you know, or planting a seed and then watering it, just ever so gently, every so often. And for 20 years, she watched me gain weight, lose weight, gain more weight than I lost, lose weight. And that progression just kept continuing. But she has the patience. I think she has more patience than Job. And she just kept coming back little every once in a while. And then 5 years ago, you know, she gave me a product, and it actually, in 30 minutes, took away a 10-year chronic issue I had. And then she said, oh, I'll have those back now. And so just a slice of the pie, that's what she always says. Just give them a little slice. It was her patience and her perseverance and knowing that intent is absolutely amazing and would help me and would, you know, I don't know that she saw this. I think she probably did. I think she probably saw me sitting next to her and people thinking we're twins now. You know, like they did when we were younger, you know.
And I look at the photos and I thought the same thing, because I thought, oh my goodness, this is just phenomenal. The most popular question among NECAN customers and consultants is, what product was it and what was the chronic issue? We'll save that for later, okay? So I know we'll get an answer to that question. But I love the way you addressed it. And you simply said, she gave me a product that helped this issue, without narrowing it down, because so more often than not, we tend to focus in on one product and one solution, and to really do, I love that aspect that we've learned in the ICANN Attitude series, is that the value, ICANN Attitude establishes value in not just a product, but the whole complete package, self-care, complete wellness, a wellness home. And that's been the focus. Suzanne, I want to bounce right back to you, because 20 years is a long time.
It sure is.
A long time to drip on a sibling.
Yes, it is.
So what made you stay the course and not just slap her upside the head and say, come on?
Because I love her. And it's worth it.
And again, I would say, when you see the photos like I've seen of you guys and get to spend time with you in person, it is worth it. And who is older, by the way? Or do you guys already establish that?
Oh, I'm older.
And wiser, Vance.
You said it, not me, okay? Because we get the same thing with my two brothers, and we make people guess now, and it's really fun to watch them. But you're better looking, or you got a better tan, or you're not as big, you know, and they sit and go back and forth. And it always is fun to banter. When sharing, and I'm going to ask the same question of all three of you, because it is pertinent, this is what I really want to take away from this conversation. When sharing with family members, 20 years is a long time to just keep being patient. How would you encourage us to share, whether we're just getting started or maybe we're going back for the the second or the 20th time to share with a dear friend or a family member. What's your best piece of advice? And I want to start with you, Anne, and then Lori, and then Suzanne. What's your best piece of advice?
First of all, I'm glad you started with me because I'm oldest and wisest. Because I listen to Suzanne, even though she is 15 years younger than I am. And that's a point that I would like our listeners to understand. It doesn't matter what age you are. And sometimes the younger generation or the younger people we meet, as those of you that have had this experience either in teaching or in your family, if you listen to the younger ones, sometimes they have some pretty good advice and some information. So, again, the thing that, what was the question now? I forget the question.
What's the best way, or what would you share to encourage people? Close friends and family.
Okay. I'm just going to glean off what Suzanne said, because it's worked the last few times I've approached family members. There's something that I want to share with you, and perhaps when I first got involved with it, I didn't take the time and I did not really give you the whole story, and I'm sorry if I neglected, but I love you and I care about your health and wellness, all aspects, and would you be willing to sit down with me for, you know, about a half an hour so that I can truly give you the whole reason of why I do what I do. And that is from the heart, and honestly, it's opened doors for me in the family.
Okay. I think if we really take that to heart and people see our heart rather than hear our words and see our demonstrations, they'll see that. And again, that's one of the things I've learned from the ICANN Attitude Series is really, really listen. It's like I tell Addie every single morning as her and Stacey are off to school, hey, kiddo, what's this mean? And I point to two ears and one mouth. And I'm saying it to her so I can hear what I'm saying. Listen twice as much as we talk, but really convey through the heart. Lori, for you. Sharing with other people, and I know if this is beyond family members, but dear friends, what advice would you give?
Well, I too need to listen more than I speak. I'm in a process of doing that for all the years, and I haven't accomplished it well. But I'll say this, if you just live your life in front of them, because that is the key with my family. They have seen, and of course, my addiction, my issues are right out there. Everybody knows someone who's addicted to food because they're overweight. And even though they smile, they're miserable inside. And so to watch me morph into this person, but it's really the inside work, and that's something that McKen is amazing at. They don't just do a business. You actually do work with your character and your life. And so I shared it with everyone because I am a verbal person. And I did not share it exactly the way my aunt did. My Aunt Ann is wiser. She'll always be wiser. But I just kind of lived it out, and they saw the difference, not only outside but inside, because I actually have a balanced, healthy, abundant life that I've never had before. And so when I've shared some of my children, you know, I have three children as well, and one was like, oh, now get left. Well, they all have a waterfall. They've all have some of these products now, and it wasn't me pounding the pavement and pounding it over their head and saying, you know, you really need this and da-da-da-da. It was me living my life and seeing the change. And yes, when they ask me questions, I'll say, well, yeah, this might help you. And then it's their decision. Not only should we listen to the young generation, but we should also trust that they make their own decisions and that they will in time. And I know that's what Suzanne did. And it is because we love them. We will wait patiently. We will share passionately, but will wait patiently because they will make that decision. And Suzanne knew that, and I know that with my family. And with the other people I meet, no one's a stranger. Because this is so amazing, I have to share it. I have to. It's a mission. So that's how I share.
My mom always taught me we have a moral obligation. And that's so true. Suzanne, we'll let you have the last word here.
Wow.
You set a great example by being patient. And as Lori said, the patience of Job. It is tough sometimes, especially when people don't understand. And the timing, I think that's the big thing. Lori, what I hear you sharing is that you went up and down and up and down, and yet your sister just, you know, patient. And I have two siblings that don't always listen because, again, they know the messenger and oh too well. What about for you, Suzanne? What would you share? How would you encourage us? And there's a key element here that I hear, a common theme, a common thread. But what would you, how would you encourage us to stay the course?
Well, you know, I think one of the other wonderful things about being with family, and I will say more than just the two incredible women on this call with me, but the Nikan family, it is about timing. It is about love and patience. I have a couple of things that I'm staring at my desk here. I have a rock with a heart painted on it. So, you know, you do have to come from the heart and answer that. And I have a horse chestnut on my desk right here, and that stands, it's a nut. So you have to find the need, that someone has a need. If they don't, then you might not get very far. And that urgent need, it has to be urgent. So that's where timing comes in, and that's where you sometimes have to go back. And there does need to be that trust factor. And even in families, you might not have that trust, so you might need to rebuild some of that trust, family and close friends. So you might have to work on the relationship before you go forward with sharing you can with them. And that's where, you know, being patient and going back. One thing, Jeff, my husband said that, you know, since I didn't have an outward thing that people noticed, he said, people don't really realize what you went through, you know, how much I hurt because I didn't show it. So sometimes you might need to repaint the picture for what you were experiencing, how life was, and how it is now. And you have to believe. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have that self-confidence, and that's where the I Can program really helps tremendously. You have to believe in what we're doing, you know, where we're going, and be willing to grow. Last but not least, and I'm sure you can't even believe that I have this on my desk, but I have a snake skin. You know when snakes grow out of their skins? I found one in the wood pile a few years ago, and it's on my desk because it reminds me that sometimes we need to grow out of where we are in order to go to where we want to be.
Okay, so I'm not the wisest anymore.
Yeah, I said you're the biggest wisecracker of the crew, Pam. You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you have to have fun, too, because if you're not having fun, no one's going to want to do this with you, too, by the way.
Yeah, no, and I just, right as you were finishing that up, Suzanne, I just received a text from a dear friend of mine that I get to serve on our volunteer fire department with, and he is an attorney, a Multnomah County sitting judge. I mean, this guy's really, really smart and wise when it comes to the law, and we've gotten to develop a fun friendship. but he just texted me and said, Vance, if you're not watching it, you need to watch the sermon at the royal wedding, because you and your family exemplify what he's talking to, or she, whoever the person is. And I'm just going, wow. I didn't plan for that this morning. I like the kudos, however, but that's what it's all about, is the five pillars. And that heart message, that's the common thread that I hear from all three of you ladies, is the heart message. So much more than stellar products. It's so much more than what how our lives have been impacted and improved because of the products. It's the heart message that our founder, Isamu Masuda, started with, even prior to 1975. Because of the life tragedies that his family had experienced. And when people say, because we've heard it over the years, you hear it all the time, Rick Murphy is the champion of this statement, we truly are the only complete or total wellness home company out there with everything. And sometimes we think that's a little braggadocious or a little bit too big. It's not. It really isn't, and we don't have gimmicks. We don't have lotions and potions, as again Rick talks about. I think the key here that I'm hearing over and over, and if I can put a plug in for just the last year, just the last 12 months of conversations we've had like this with people who are either brand new in Niken, or people like last week with Dave Johnson, that conversation, all of these things are recorded, and I encourage you. Don't get caught up, though, in spending all your time watching YouTube videos from Niken testimonies or listening to recorded conference calls, because you'll miss the best ones that are yet to be told, that are right in front of you. As my dear friend Dave Stoltz says, you know, we know there's four aces in that deck of cards, and we may spend all our time overlooking all the jacks, queens, and kings out there looking for those four aces. Well, meanwhile, there's other 12 stellar people, just going by numbers, that are passing right on in front of us, and we miss them. And those are the stories that are yet to be told. So, ladies, thank you. And I know there's so much more that can be said, but for the sake of time, and Laura, you are going to come back and share some of your... I'd like to hear, because of my own journey, from being literally just shy of 50 pounds more than I am now, share your journey of weight releasing, but Anne and Suzanne and Laura, all three of you, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vance.
Thank you, Vance.
And you ladies will have a wonderful weekend, and look forward to talking with you Monday night. And again, just one last plug, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where all of these conversations are recorded. And then my little literary attempt at blogging, if we could call it that. And then when I forget or I don't make the cutoff time, Steve Kofoot, our webmaster, is nice enough to add his contribution to that. But SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. And thank you all for tuning in again. And I am going to tune out. We don't have a time for a Q&A this morning, because I get to participate in a 6K walk/run for World Vision, and I encourage you, as one who pushes the envelope on the healthy society pillar, I implore you, as you discover Niken, as the products change your life, that it's one of the pillars that we really, really can. Don't let it get out of balance, because I, for one, have a tendency to allow it to do that. However, this is something our whole family is participating in today. 6 kilometers is the average distance that most people living in third world nations get to walk each way to get clean water. And so 3 of the 5 of us are doing the walk, while the other 2 are working as helping with registration and all that stuff. But we're raising the money to actually help provide a clean source of water for these people. And we have 3 different people we're walking in their honor, 3 children, and it's going to be a hoot. I can't wait to come back on that. And then, as it's mentioned, the ICANN Attitude course, we are halfway through the 12-week course, so 6-7 weeks from now, we will be starting that up again. And all that information is also on Saturday AM Live. com, just on the, under the tab that says I Can, little I, big C, A-N, and excellent, excellent. If you want the best overview of that course, listen to week number 12, and all that information is there. So, oh, and almost forgot, let me pull up, if I can do this, oh, I can't get my fingers to work fast enough. Next Saturday morning, we have with us a newer to me Ken, I Canner, and let me find her really, really quick if I can. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have had this ready at my fingertips. But amazing story from this young lady. Nope, wrong one. I went the wrong direction. I'm sorry. Anyways, catastrophic physical issues. And I can't even put her into one category of, you know, like, oh, fibromyalgia or MS. No, she had literally the smorgasbord of a bunch of different things, completely life-altering. And when introduced to Nikan, well, her whole world got turned right side up. Not upside down, but right side up. And she'll be with us next Saturday. And I'm going to let you hear her story firsthand. So have a great weekend, everybody. If there's anything we can do on our end, don't hesitate to call, text, I'd say tweet and Facebook, but I don't know how to drive those areas of social media yet. I'm still working on it. But just call us. Pop me an email. All of our information's on Saturday, amlive.com. But then if you're not on our email list, it's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS, 995@gmail.com. That's VSRogers995@gmail.com. And be happy to serve in any way that we can. And I think that's everything. So have a great weekend, everybody. And thanks again to our wonderful guests, Suzanne, Ann, and Lori. Talk to you, everybody, later. Thanks again.
Thank you, Dan.